Good morning. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Dwayne Phillips. I'm going to be filling in for Pastor Anthony, or at least trying to today. I'm so grateful that he was obedient to the Lord and took time away to refresh himself with Jenny. George and I were just talking before service. I was talking to him about spiritual starvation for pastors, which is a real thing. Pastors spend so much time feeding everyone else that they can starve themselves and not get fed enough. So I'm grateful that he was obedient and took this time to refresh and refocus and spend time with Jenny. And today's sermon that God laid on my heart is, who is the Holy Spirit to you? Or who is the Holy Spirit to me? This was one of those messages that, as I was preparing it, I took a couple of breaks and said, Lord, are you sure that this is what you want me to talk about? And he confirmed that, so I know without a doubt that this message that God has laid on my heart to share is prepared just for someone, whether it be someone watching online or someone here today. So with that, why don't we open up in prayer? And as the song we just sang said, let's invite the Holy Spirit to fill this place. Lord, I thank you so much for the privilege of being here. I thank you so much for your holy presence. As we sang, Lord, I also pray that your Holy Spirit will flood this place. Your presence is welcome here. I pray that you would prepare our hearts to hear your message, that you would open our ears, open our eyes, open our hearts, and give us the courage to step forward and receive your help and your hope that only comes through you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So this is a big subject for me. Who is the Holy Spirit to me? I had to start just with looking at what the Bible says. Because you see, the Holy Spirit is not a thing. Holy Spirit is a proper name. We think about, God the Father. We think about Jesus the Son. And then we say the Holy Spirit. But Holy Spirit is the third face of God. It's not three gods. It's three in one. You have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You have the Creator, the Son, and Advocate, Helper, Comforter, Counselor. Depending on which translation of the Bible you're reading, in John chapter 15, verse 26, you'll see that word describing the Holy Spirit. Let's read it together. If you don't have your Bible, just follow along on the screen. Jesus was talking and he said, "But I will send you the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth. He will come to you from the Father and will testify all about me." And I had to pause there because as I saw so many different words, depending on which translation I was looking at, used to describe the Holy Spirit, I felt the need just to dig deeper. And the Greek word that was used in the original recording of the Bible, paraclete, or a Greek word also pronounced parakletos. That's how we say it in Alabama. I probably mispronounced it, but you get the meaning. I had to look up what it means. And the literal translation of what it means is someone who is called to come alongside someone else. In Greek culture, a paraclete was like a family attorney, if you will. So when we think about it in that sense, when we think about Holy Spirit as my paraclete, my defender, my advocate, my counselor, think about having just your own personal family defender, family attorney that's just dedicated to you. And daily, as people throughout the world are trying to take advantage of you or cause harm to you, that paraclete is there constantly on your behalf, interceding for you. So that kind of brings the Holy Spirit into a whole new point of view. And so, you know, with that understanding, based off of Jesus' own words, I say, Holy Spirit, please come fill this place today. Because I don't know about you, but I need a defender. I need an advocate. I need a counselor. You know, Jesus also said when people approached him about who he was hanging out with in his day-to-day life, you know, he said, I didn't come for those that are well. I came for those that are sick. I came for those that need help. So it makes looking at the Holy Spirit's presence even more important. Jesus told us that he was going to send the Holy Spirit. But, you know, let's look at it from a different viewpoint, because the Holy Spirit didn't just come after Jesus ascended from this earth into heaven. The Holy Spirit was always there. Yeah, just like John chapter 1 tells us that Jesus was there in the beginning. Nothing was created without him or through him. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, again, you can follow on the screen if you want. It says, the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. So here the second verse in the Bible tells us that the Spirit was there. We don't just have the Spirit. We have don't just have Jesus. We don't just have God the Creator. We have God. And I know that our human brain has trouble, you know, capturing the thought of a powerful being being everywhere all the time, omnipresent, and being able to exist in three different existences, if you will, at the same time, simultaneously. You know, don't let it confuse you. There's just God. And, you know, we talk about omnipresence, and we can look also in Psalms chapter 139. It's one of my favorite chapters of Psalms. It's one of my favorite scriptures in the whole Bible. It's very encouraging to me. But in Psalms 139, verses 7 and 8, it says, I can never escape from your Spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. You know, I'll take a moment just to expound on that. There's nowhere in this world that we can go to get away from God. There's nowhere you can go in your mind to get away from God. He knows every thought. And I think it's so hilarious sometimes when I even catch myself trying to hide thoughts from God, right? Or trying to hide things from God, or justify my thoughts or justify my actions if I know I'm wrong. God's there. He knows. He knows everything. There's nothing you can do to hide from God. There's nothing you can do. Even those things that you think you've hidden from everyone else, when you put the perfect life on your social media, or when somebody says, how are you? And you're like, oh, it's great. Yeah, no, life's great. When inside you're dying and you know that's not true. Maybe those things that haunt you from the past or haunt you that you think no one else knows, God knows. He's there. He's always been there from the beginning. There's nowhere you can go to escape God's presence. The Holy Spirit, I ask you just to fill this place today. And Jesus promised his followers, he promised that we would receive his Holy Spirit when he was still here on earth during his earthly ministry. He said that that we would receive the helper after he went away. As a matter of fact, he said it was to our advantage that he went away, so that the helper would come, so that our advocate would come. But he not only told us that the Holy Spirit would come after we received him as our Savior, he also told us why. So if we look in the book of John chapter 16, starting in verse 12, going through 15, there's a lot of information contained in these verses. So I'll break it down after we get through, but let's just read it first. Jesus said, there is so much more that I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own, but will tell you what he has heard, and he will tell you about the future. And he will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. And all that belongs to the Father is mine, and this is why I said, the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. I love the way Jesus kind of had to break things down for us. There were so many times the disciples and everyone that heard him speak, would be encouraged, but there's so many times they would also say, I don't know what that meant. I know that I miss it so many times as well. And Jesus has to break it down for me. But let's just go back and look at what he said. I mean, the first thing, right off the bat in verse 12, he says, there's so much I have to tell you, but you can't bear it. So he had to send us a helper to help advocate for us, to help us understand, to be our counselor, to be our helper. He said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. I've heard a lot of people say, I just want to know truth. I just want to seek truth. I want to know truth in all things. And I mean, that's a great thing. But oftentimes it seems like when we're just seeking truth, we just keep seeking and seeking. But you know, Jesus told us right from the beginning, when he was still in his earthly ministry, he said, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. Amen. If you want truth, it's only found in Jesus. But also in verse 13, he says that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And he goes on to say, but will tell you what he has heard. And, you know, obviously he refers also later on to what he has heard from me, meaning Jesus. So if you've ever found yourself saying, oh man, I just wish I could have been with the disciples. I wish I could have walked on earth when Jesus was here and followed him and seen him and touched him. Well, then you're in luck. Because he promises you all these years later that you can hear him. All you have to do is accept him as Savior and he will come and make his home with you. He'll live with you. And the Spirit will only tell you what Jesus has told the Holy Spirit to share. So if you want to get really mind-boggled, Jesus is only going to tell the Spirit to tell you what he told himself as the Spirit to tell you. God is very complex, but our understanding doesn't have to be muddled because of it. It's that simple. And, you know, Jesus says he's there knocking. All you have to do is open the door. All you have to do is let him in. There's so many times in our life where, you know, Jesus is knocking. We've accepted Jesus as our Savior, maybe. We know Jesus is Savior, even if we haven't accepted him in our heart. But there's still something missing. There's still this lack of peace. There's still this lack of understanding. There's still this yearning for something more because we're too afraid to open the door. We're too afraid to get up and walk down an aisle on Sunday and pray, to make that step of faith, just to surrender it all to God. So we just hang on to those problems. We hang on to that confusion, and we walk through our life with it in a complete lack of peace. So just to kind of summarize what the Bible says of the Holy Spirit, it says he is God, because we have the Father, Spirit, and the Son. That is God. Not separate beings, but that is God. Father, Spirit, and Son. Or Father, Son, and Spirit. Whatever order you want to say it in. From the beginning of creation to the end, there is God. The Holy Spirit was there in the beginning. The Holy Spirit is there in the end. Jesus was there in the beginning. He's there in the end. God the Creator has always been present and will always be there. And he's everywhere all the time. There's nowhere you can go to hide from him. Not now. Not tomorrow, not in the darkest moment of your life. There's in the darkest recesses of your mind where all of that fear and unrest is settled in that you can't let anyone else see. He's there knocking, saying, will you please just open the door and let me in? And he's there with us continually to minister to us, to defend us, to advocate for us, and to be our counselor. He'll reveal all truth. Nothing untruthful ever proceeded from God. Not from the Father, not from the Son, not from the Spirit. He's always there just wanting to minister to us in all truth. So now I say again, Holy Spirit, please fill this place. Let us hear you. Let us feel you. Let us experience you. So, you know, we talked about what God's word says about the Holy Spirit. So, what then? We accept Jesus as our Savior. The Holy Spirit comes to live with us. What's next? So as I got to this question, as I was preparing this message, God revealed a couple of things to me, or brought a couple of things back to mind to me. I mean, I love how God's word always ties back into itself, how it's the living word. So when you accept Jesus as your Savior, accept his death on the cross as the payment for your sins, the Holy Spirit comes and makes his home with us. And immediately I was flashed back to the Old Testament days when the instructions came to Israel to build the temple. God's presence was there with the ark. But you know what happened when Jesus came? And once that, the moment that sacrifice was made, see, in the temple of God, there was these beautiful cherubim, there was these beautiful special lamps, there was altars, there were special tables, but there was this big heavy curtain that separated everyone from the presence of God, because we couldn't be as humans in the presence of God without being consumed. Only once a year did this minister have to go through special rituals to go behind the curtain. That curtain, that big heavy curtain that divided us from God, was ripped from top to bottom the moment Jesus made that payment for us. And now we live under a new covenant with God. There's no need for cherubim, no special tables, no fancy lamps, none of that, because he lives in a new temple in our heart. When we accept him, his presence is there with us. There's no more separation. Only separation between God and us is what we make it to be. His power is present and lives in us. And his presence brings with it incomprehensible, ununderstandable, unfathomable, whatever fancy word you want to make up to put in there, peace. Peace that just cannot make sense in this fallen world. So as we look in John chapter 14, verses 25 and 27, this is what Jesus said to us. These things that I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So as I break that down, I look at the key points that God just screamed out at me as I read that scripture. The Holy Spirit brings us knowledge, helps us understand God's word, helps us understand his presence and what he wants from us. It brings us peace. Peace in trouble, peace in chaos, peace in danger, peace in any situation that you can imagine in life, even horrific situations, but only if we open the door. So with that, I say, Holy Spirit, don't just fill this place. Fill this space. Lord, please fill our hearts. Our hurting hearts, our hearts where we may feel a void, our hearts where we may feel empty, where we may feel doubt. Just fill our heart, Lord, with your holy presence. So we've talked about a few things. We've talked about what God's word says. We've talked about why Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit. So I ask you a question. Who is the Holy Spirit to you? Ask yourself, who is the Holy Spirit to me? Maybe you did make that decision to follow Christ, but you say to yourself or to those that you trust the most, I just can't hear God speak. I just wish God would speak to me. I wish he would tell me how to deal with these issues. And usually at that point, we have to stop and really humble ourselves and say, have I been seeking him truly? Have I been seeking his voice? Or have I been distracted by whatever's in front of me or whatever's going on in the chaos in the world? Have I been distracted by all that and then just kind of going through life with whatever's in front of me, and then hours become days and days become weeks and weeks become years of just turmoil in my life and lack of peace, struggling without really making time to just sit in God's presence? So I encourage you today, as the Holy Spirit is filling this place, filling this space within you, just sit and be honest with God. Because you see, there's no confusion or fear with God. I didn't prepare the scripture to put up, but in 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 33, it says that God is not the author of confusion. That comes from Satan. That comes from the enemy. Because you see, it also says over in Peter that Satan is like a lion, roaming about, seeing whom he may devour. So let that image settle in for just a minute. I grew up on PBS. That was one of the four channels we had. And there was the Mutual of Omaha had a nature show that was one of the favorites in our family when we grew up, because they always showed these wild exotic animals. And I remember the lions. The lions were just, they were so patient. You can see it sometimes even in the cats, the domestic cats. They'll just lay there patiently watching, and they'll creep and they'll creep. And then when they get ready to attack their prey, they create confusion. They come out from all angles, or they come out into the herd, and the herd just scatters everywhere, running, berserk, just trying to escape the harm. But you know, you look at predators around the world, they have the same tactic. They like to cause confusion and then isolate one so that they can prey on them, so they can devour them. And it's not a pleasant death. So that's the enemy we're up against. And that's your fate if you go at it on your own. If you allow him to create confusion in your life, allow him to isolate you, to separate you, he's going to devour you because you don't stand a chance against him. So you got to ask yourself today. You know, I want you to just close your eyes for a minute. Just so it's just you and God. Are you feeling alone? Are you feeling empty? Do you feel isolated? Do you feel afraid? Are you hurting? Do you feel like the world is crushing you? Do you feel like you just need help? Do you need someone to advocate for you, someone to comfort you, someone to be your counselor? Are you feeling lost? Like there's just something more that you're missing? Do you lay awake at night just thinking there's got to be more to life than this? So is the Holy Spirit calling you to accept him as your Savior? Is he tugging at your heart just to give it all up to him? Do you want to find that peace, that unspeakable peace that is present always with you? Or maybe you just can't even explain what you're feeling right now. Maybe there's not words or human rationale to explain the feelings and the emotion God's stirring in you right now. I encourage you just to give in to his calling. He will meet you there. If you feel him tugging at your heart, if you hear him knocking on that door, just open it. So as I pray to close us and the choir starts coming up, don't let that distract you. Stay in this place with God. Lord, I pray that you take this message and help us to apply it to our lives, Lord. For anyone here or anyone at home or watching online that may be struggling, that feels you drawing them, I pray that you give them the courage to open that door. I pray that you give them the courage to come and accept the peace, the provision, and the protection that only you can bring. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill this place. Give us the help that we need that only you can bring. In Jesus' name, amen. So as the choir is singing, if this is you, I mean, there's nothing but just an aisle separating you from coming forward and receiving God's help. During this time of invitation, Pastor Will is going to stand with me. We'll be here up front. Won't you come forward and just receive some help? Just open the door and ask God to fill you with that indescribable peace that only He can bring. I ask you just to come as we sing. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Anthony Clore, and I'm honored to be the pastor here at Fork Union Baptist Church. I hope you were blessed by the message today, and I want to encourage you with this. God is always willing and always waiting, and always wants to do great things in our lives when we simply read the Bible and hear biblical preaching and teaching. But we must allow what we hear to be applied to our lives. So if you feel God tugging at your heart or speaking to you today, I want to encourage you to stop whatever you're doing right now and respond to Him personally. And if you would like to let us know what God is doing in your life through this podcast ministry, we would be so blessed if you would reach out to us by email at churchoffice@forkunionbaptist.org. Again, that's churchoffice@forkunionbaptist.org. You can also try us at our office at 434-842-3390. Again, thank you for listening, and we hope that someday you will join us in person. We meet each Sunday at 11 a.m. Take care, and God bless.